I saw a video on YouTube recently. Oh, these are from my show notes I took. I saw a video on YouTube recently called "Why JFK's Casket Was Closed." That's what the video was called.
Seems I don't think I've watched that, but I've stumbled across that video.
I assume it's because of the blooming onion on the side of his fucking head.
Well, the more I think about it, the funnier it gets.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Oh, why is it all red?
You peel back the layers and find some brain tissue in there.
Oof.
A woman was eaten by her 20 cats after she collapsed at her home. And was not discovered by cops for 2 weeks. Ooh. This is why I need to outlive Sophie.
Yeah, right, exactly. That cat will fucking eat you.
Now, I don't mind being in my house before I'm found for a week and a half, but I'm not going to get eaten by that cat. Police were horrified when they discovered the partially eaten remains. After receiving a call from a concerned co-worker. The woman...
My neighbor's cats are getting real fat. I think there might be a problem.
The woman was a cat breeder who kept...
No shit.
Let me ask you a question about cat breeding.
Yeah.
Now, when you're breeding a cat...
I know.
Do you move or do you move the cat?
There's a whole fucking subgenre on YouPorn for cat breeding.
I'd assume you'd have to move the cat because it's not going to back into you.
You know, breeding a cat, I bet, is a lot like getting eaten by an alligator. I bet the sensation is the same. Why can I not get this visual out of my fucking head? Stop.
Oh shit.
Oh, I hate you. God.
Who cares? You're in too deep. Fuck off now by this point. Who cares if you don't like me? Shut up.
I used to be nice. When you're breeding a cat.
Do you move? Or do you move the cat like this?
When I move, you move. Just like that? Hell yeah. Hey, DJ. Yeah. Bring that cat back. Oh, the cat got bread. Heywood, if you're listening, please rewrite that song.
The cat got bread.
And we start with a news alert in Pinellas County where a man is dead after being attacked by an alligator in a Largo Lake, according to...
Oh.
Did she say in a large old lake?
Largo Lake.
Oh, Largo.
A large old lake.
Hey, you got attacked in a large old lake there. Bob?
A man searching a Florida lake for Frisbees.
For Frisbees.
May have died as a result... A possible alligator attack.
Good.
Yeah. 47-year-old Sean McGinnis.
Sean, what are you thinking, dude?
He's discovered along the shoreline.
Couple alligators out there tossing on a frisbee going, I don't know, I didn't see nothing.
I didn't see shit. Beat it, pigs. I didn't see shit. I didn't see shit.
Pinellas. Pinellas County, where a man is dead after being attacked.
No, he's dead!
An alligator in a Largo Lake, according to Pinellas County authorities.
Yeah,
you're taking a live look from Sky 10. Where
a live look? Did they show the mangled body?
No.
Or did they just show you the lake? Who fucking cares? I know what a fucking lake looks like.
It's two jerk-offs in a little boat fishing. That was the live look. Yeah, it wasn't them pulling his fucking pieces of his corpse out of the fucking deep. No, it was just a fucking picture of the muddy water.
Taylor Park, Largo police officers tell us that the man was looking for a Frisbee when all of this happened.
Yeah?
Go buy another fucking Frisbee, stupid!
Cheap ass.
God damn!
Tampa Bay's Chris Rogers is live there.
Oh, Chris Rogers is live there, so I can't fucking wait to hear his startling insights.
There are signs up that say, beware of alligators on
There's
that
fucking
lake.
Signs all over the place, lady. When the fuck do you think we started giving a shit about your signs?
Well, I mean, if it says alligators and you get killed by an alligator, almost as though you're going to win the Irony Olympics. Oh.
Yeah, Courtney, to be very clear, there are plenty of signs posted around the lake. You can actually see one behind
you. It's fucking Florida. Why do you have to put up a goddamn sign anyway?
Because, I'll tell you why. Because at some point,
somebody sued.
There was a problem.
There was a fucking lawsuit.
And they had to put a sign up.
Yeah.
For the same reason when you get a curling iron, it says don't not to stick it in your asshole.
Caution. Coffee. Hot.
Hot.
No shit, really?
Yeah, we got it, you God, fucking dumb cocks.
People
of gator danger around the lake.
Gator danger.
Gator danger! Gator danger!
Gator danger! Danger. I need an adult! I need an adult!
Gator danger.
In addition to multiple signs...
That might be the title.
Gator danger?
Gator danger.
Reminding people they shouldn't be swimming in this lake either.
Ah.
This happened a little earlier today, as you mentioned. The man...
Swimming's fine. Looking for frisbees? That fucking frisbee belongs to the gators now. Fuck you.
I bet the alligator news covered this very differently. I bet the alligator news was like, they interviewed the gator and he was like, it was the biggest dog I'd ever seen.
The alligator news.
Yeah. This guy's a hero on the alligator news. He's a hero, this guy. This gator. The conquering hero.
Yep.
He's trying to feed his family. On the gator news. Yeah.
Was looking for frisbees. Now, we're told by people in this disc golf community in this...
Disc golf.
Oh, it's disc... Those fucking goddamn knuckleheads. I hate those fucking people.
Sucked my dick on a frisbee golf course once.
Okay.
Fucking blew my load in the leaves.
That's great. That's good. Awesome. And don't then, play fucking frisbee golf. It's stupid.
And then almost got killed by an alligator, ironically enough. It just came right out of the woods. I came on it. That's all went away.
Area.
Do you see the video of, I know it's Australia or some one of those fucking, I don't know, shithole countries. And anyway, this guy's in his front yard or his backyard, and there's a fucking gator comes at him. He just beats it in the head with a pendulum and goes away.
Gotta be Australia,
yeah,
man.
It's like, bang!
Like when fucking, like when, like, when, oh my God, and throw mama from the train. What fucking was who got hit with the fucking frying pan?
It was Danny DeVito.
Yeah, who's the other guy? God damn it,
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal smacked him with that fucking pan.
Yeah.
Boy, that's an obscure reference. Holy shit!
Anecdotally, off camera, told us that this was a man that was known to look for frisbees and then attempt to resell them. So that
so he was a bottom feeder. Got it. 47.
We need to change that a little bit. Now he's bottom food.
I'm telling you, the Gator News has a very different spin on this.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Is an interesting tidbit of information that we're following right now. But as for this incident, this is not the first time this has happened.
Good. Hope it's not the last.
And it won't be the last.
Good.
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 2 years ago in June of 2020, a man was in...
You know what you never hear? 2 years ago in June of 2020, a Rhodes Scholar... was playing in the water here at this beach and was fucking bitten to death.
Valedictorian James Smith killed in a skydiving accident. No, you don't hear it. No.
She was just 6 weeks away from going to Stanford.
She was going to get her... Bill Buttons died in a fucking spelunking accident.
He said he had a cure for cancer. He's going to go to Stanford in 6 weeks. No, you never hear that. It's always some guy that was, I'd like to get the Frisbee so I can resell them to people.
Develop the first commercially viable hydrogen engine. Was killed while looking for Frisbees in a fucking alligator-infested swamp where there were signs every 10 fucking feet. You know why you don't hear that?
Well, I have my suspicions, frankly. Yeah, I do. Oh, shit.
I'm being handed a note.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm being handed a note.
Yeah.
We have more Frisbees down here. Come and get them. Sign the Gators.
Ah. So now we've heard both sides.
Yes.
We've heard.
Yeah. Yes. Gators don't see this as a problem.
No.
Frankly, they see it as a solution.
Dude, Gator Talk Radio has been talking about this story for 2 weeks. They cannot...
Oh, we have to do an episode of Gator TGO Radio. Holy fuck.
They've been going on about this. The startling triumph of the Gators against man.
Fucking Gators won. Frisbee fucking searching humans. Nothing.
A lifelong veterinarian was killed when he was searching the swamp for Frisbees. No,
well, now,
no, that's not quite...
Now, wait a minute. Steve Irwin fucking got off.
You know what? You know. Fuck that dummy. How long did he think he was going to fuck with animals and not pay the consequences? Fuck him and his dumb gimmick.
You know, here's the thing, man.
Asshole.
If you like Steve Irwin, great. Was it entertaining? Sure it was. But don't be fucking surprised when the day comes and he gets eaten by a fucking lion or whatever happened to him.
He got stung by stingrays
or whatever. Yeah.
How'd you like to be his
wife? Don't be fucking sad.
How'd you like to be his wife? You get that phone call and you got to go,
Well, you know, it was, like we didn't see that one
it
coming.
It was fucking inevitable.
You know? I mean.
You fucking Aussie idiot.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. I can't believe that happened. What the hell was he doing? Oh, his fucking job. Yeah, that's right.
When he was bitten in the face. Ooh. We're going to take a look now out on the lake where trappers are out there as we speak looking for the gator in question. Whether or not that they've trapped it yet remains to be...
You leave those fucking gators alone. Leave them alone. And they didn't come out fucking with the human. It was the other way. Leave
fuck
them the
you.
Fuck alone, exactly.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
You see, we are keeping an eye on that as well as FWC, police, and gator trappers are all still on scene. And
you know what, though? Ain't that just the fucking... Ain't that just the way we are? We fucking venture into the wild, into a swamp-infested fucking gator fucking habitat looking for fucking disc golf Frisbees. The gator fucking eats us, and boy, we gotta go in there and teach that fucking gator a lesson.
Fucking
you know what? You'll never hear this story again because they'll get that fucker and they'll teach the other ones a lesson. Because that'll work. Goddamn, we're stupid.
News 10 chopper up above.
No wonder we fucking ended up with President Trump. Jesus Christ. We really are fucking finished.
Oh, shit.
From the sky.
Did you see, speaking of that, did you see the fucking card they had to give Biden yesterday when he was doing his fucking whatever he was doing?
The card?
They gave him a card to
with
tell
his
him.
Name and address on it.
In case he got lost.
Please return me a 1660.
1600 Pennsylvania.
Or 1600. God damn it. Yeah. Fuck.
If lost, call Jill. Yeah, but they had to give him a card. You walk into the room. You sit in your seat.
That poor fucking man.
Yeah, I'm telling
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ, what they're doing to him is just fucking criminal.
It's elder abuse.
It is. It is. It's fucking criminal.
Whatever's wrong with Trump, and there's a lot wrong with that fucking guy. At least you didn't have to do that.
Right. Yes.
That's the
and there's a lot wrong with that fucking guy.
Information we have right now. Once again, one man dead after...
No, he's dead!
gator attack here at Taylor Lake. We will continue to update this story throughout the day.
Get
that fucking gator. It's come up and fucking uppity ass fucking gator.
You leave that gator alone. He did what he was fucking supposed to.
Into police.
That's fucking.
Let's see. Gator. Hunting animal.
Yeah.
Has to eat to survive.
Yes.
Prey wanders into the lake.
Yes.
Gator eats it.
That's the biggest dog I've ever seen.
Okay.
Gator.
There we go. Humans.
Yes.
Made cell phones and computers. Make extra bucks fucking finding frisbees in swamps.
Yeah.
President Trump. Can you fucking draw the line?
Question mark. Trump.
Can you fucking draw the line?
I say let him crash.
Like the gator said, there's more frisbees where that came from.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, yeah. Let's see. Oh.
Jesus Christ, that's one of the best stories we've ever done.
To people who might have witnessed this attack, we'll update that information. You can find all the latest on 10TampaBay.com.
Gonna have that poor alligator sitting there at a table with a lawyer, got a fucking necktie on him, and all these witnesses fucking fingering him for the crime. He's sitting there crying, I was just trying to feed my family!
Exactly. Exactly. And all of a sudden he's like John Rambo in that town. They wouldn't feed him. So we had to go on a rampage.
I just want to get something to eat.
I just want something to eat. It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Holy shit. Oh. I just want something to eat.
Fucking feed him.
You don't... See, that's the beauty of it. You don't... have to feed the gator. The gator
no
fucking feeds itself presented with fucking prey.
He figured it out for himself.
God damn.
In February, so now here's a new segment called Stories We Forgot to Mention. In February of this year, Victoria's Secret hired its first model with Down syndrome.
I saw this.
Here's her picture. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Victoria's Secret's newest campaign is attracting a lot of attention, and Sloan is here now to fill us in. Yes, Rutabaga.
If you want to look up some pictures of her, by the way, her name is Sophia. S-O-F-I-A. And the last name is J-I-R-A-U.
Jeru.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's reeking.
she looks almost like a normal girl.
Say, I'm not seeing a lot of Downs here.
Until you start seeing the pictures of her with her mouth open and you go, oh, I see.
Oh, there it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Quote from Dave Attell, those titties aren't retarded. Holy shit.
Those titties aren't retarded.
Wow. That is some set on that fucking chromosomally challenged. Ooh-wee.
What did I say to you in that fucking text earlier this week, that nuisance?
Oh, yeah. Well, that is, wow, that is some set. But then again, like I say, like once you start seeing,
yeah, you picture. Oh, there's one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely a chromosomal nuisance.
Fuck it. It's like Victoria's Secret is out of the bag.
Oh, that's the secret. Yeah.
You ever black out when you're drinking, or as I call it, time travel? Yeah. You're in a bar, you're drinking, you black out. You wake up, you're in another bar. You're drinking, you black out. You wake up, you're at McDonald's. Working there about 3 years, still not assistant manager. You want to quit, but you're banging that girl on the fryer later. They say she's retarded, but those titties ain't retarded.
They say she's retarded.
I'm sorry, is that an Eminem tune? I don't know.
Well, now there's a
There's
a good open mouth. I gotta tell you something. I mean,
what is it about that fucking smile, man? That tarred smile. It's a fucking dead giveaway every time.
It really is.
Look at this. You go to this picture and you're like, even this one is not. You can see it a little bit. Like,
yeah, you can see it in that one. But on the
you
right.
go.
I tell you what, though, those tits are. Those tits don't have Down syndrome.
Like you get there and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I can really see it. But boy, you get to that, wow. And you're like, Jesus Christ! Now there are several fucking chromosomes misplaced. Ooh. And that DNA.
I'm not. Click on this one right here, though, on the full bikini. God damn! I mean, if you closed your eyes, could you?
Oh, I think if I close my eyes.
Ooh, that is some body on her. She's got some fucking feeders. Wow. Fucking. Oh, God. Oh, I just. Oh, God. She's got all of her teeth. Like, she's just.
Yeah, how'd that happen? Oh.
Now, who's the. Oh, now, wait a minute now. That's without makeup, I guess?
It's without a lot of stuff.
I'm going to tell you something.
Because, boy, them fucking eyes are fucking awful downy.
You could stop. You know, it's the quicker picker up.
Could write a fucking love song, you know, downy eyes. She's got downy eyes.
Well, I.
Droopy.
Here's.
Seepy downy.
Here's the plan. You get her to drool between her tits enough and you can fuck them.
And that crooked smile driving me wild.
Oh my God! I mean, honestly, in totality, would you? Now don't fucking lie to me, because I'll know.
Would I? Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure, why not?
For the story?
Yeah, just for the fucking.
Now, that's a girl that's really going to need a clinic, though. And, you know... See, you can see it in her face.
Yeah, yeah, Jesus you really Christ, can.
You know what she fucking looks like? You remember that fucking girl?
No.
Oh, God. She looks a little bit...
Yeah?
Yeah, she's got a... She looks a lot like her. Oh, boy. Don't... Let's not do sexy tards. Can we fucking try to avoid that, please?
We could do a parody song, I'm Too Sexy for My Chromes.
A little on the nose.
Victoria's Secret's newest campaign is attracting a lot of attention, and Sloan is here now to fill
it. Yeah, it is.
Us in.
Now who's that guy now? Who's that guy with her?
Stunt cock.
You kind of... Not so much that one there with the picture before that with the guy. That's awful downsy.
No, oh, that's very downsy.
Yeah, Boy, I... God. I am on the heels of a moral dilemma right now. I am.
This is it? This is your moral dilemma? Mr. I like him young.
16, no hesitation. Downs kids.
But this is your moral dilemma.
No, there's
duly noted.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you that.
Yes, Rutabay, the lingerie staple, is making history. For the first time, a model with Down syndrome is one of the faces representing Victoria's Secret.
If they have her talking, I have to get up and leave the studio. I cannot sit here and let it be this.
One of the sliding faces.
You're fucking... Durant, you're fucking killing me today. You're fucking killing me.
24-year-old Sophia Giroux.
24, yeah. All right, now we're talking.
Who is Latina and from Puerto Rico is part of the brand's Love Cloud campaign. Look,
there's videos.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Look, Sophia isn't new to the modeling world. She has been working for this spot. In fact, in 2020,
you know,
she made her
hang on,
runway.
Pause that.
You know what?
You know what? You could almost say that this girl is very down with modeling. You could almost say that.
You know, one could say that. Oh, God.
Debut.
Come on, get down with the thickness. You could start that. That part could be them choking on a pudding cup.
The lid, not even the pudding. Just like trying to eat the cellophane fucking lid.
And then throwing a tart fit over it.
Downs with the sickness.
Downs with the sickness.
Fashion Week. She's a large social media fan base who have been watching, rooting for her. And Sophia shared this exciting milestone on her Instagram page in Spanish. Which translates...
Oh, no, it's Downs and in Spanish. I fucking cannot.
How could you tell the difference?
It's two.
You're fucking killing me today.
One day, I dreamed it.
Excuse me, stewardess, I speak retard.
Oh, good.
I worked on it, and today, it is a dream finally coming true. I can finally tell you my big secret. I am the first Victoria's Secret model with Down syndrome. Now, she stands alongside 17 other women, both professional models like Hailey Bieber, and regular women in this new campaign. Since last summer, Victoria's Secret...
Quit trying to show me regular chicks. I can't jerk my rod. I can...
There's fucking regular chicks everywhere you go.
I can fuck regular girls. Show me a girl I can't fuck. That's the whole deal with Victoria's Secret. Show me chicks I can't... Show me a chick I couldn't fuck with $250,000. That's what I want you to fucking show me. Don't show me girls I can fuck. I can fuck a pig. I can get my dick in a regular fucking girl. In my age and current fucking state, I can fuck at least two girls that I know of.
Here's your chance to bang a Victoria's Secret model.
Don't fucking show me regular girls that I could fuck with some McNuggets and lies. What fucking trying to do is to sell this myth.
Title of your autobiography.
That's another.
McNuggets and Lies.
A few McNuggets and Lies later, we're having sex at my place, doggy style.
Yes.
Thank you, Slow Gas Leak. It's another day of a tell.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Don't show me girls I can fuck. I am so fat right now.
How fat are you?
I can't find a beam to support my weight or else I'd hang myself.
Oh!
And I could fuck two chicks I know right now in this condition. Don't show me regular girls. I can fuck them. Show me girls I couldn't fuck with a perfect credit score and a nuclear warhead in my fucking garage. Don't show me regular girls. Fuck them. I fucked regular girls. I spent my whole life fucking regular fucking girls.
Its initiative has been to create lingerie for women of all shapes, sizes, age, and background.
No, it hasn't. No, come on.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret. No, it hasn't.
You ever walk into that fucking store?
Yeah.
Ooh, God damn.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I walked in with someone who shall remain nameless one time many years ago, and God damn. She was trying some stuff on, wanted to get my opinion on how it looked, and oh my fucking Lord.
I think this is so cool. It melts my...
Do you?
It's so cool.
You think it's cool?
It melts my heart to see her dream come true like that, and it is kind of about time, right, to be more inclusive.
It is, yes. It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad somebody finally said it.
It's about
yes,
time.
Thank you.
But what about my dreams?
Yeah, what about Brian's dreams?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
A banging a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
What about my dreams of dropping a perfect replica to scale topographical map of Alaska on fucking one of these girls' foreheads?
Oh, what about? Oh, here come the illusions, baby!
What about my fucking dreams? Do my dreams mean nothing to these people?
No, they don't, to answer your question.
Apparently not. Okay?
It's just in case you were unsure of the answer.
Oh, no, I'm not unsure about anything. Trust me. What is happening to our show?
I don't know.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Here's the problem. Last week, we listened to, 15, 16 years, you know, 17 ourselves year, 17 yeah. years ago. And yeah, now we're trying too hard again.
And all types of people. Right, especially because their market is women. Women are who buys bras. And for so
long. Women's are who buys bras?
Oh. Well, I mean, if I put on 20 more pounds, I'll be wearing them.
Brian's Secret.
No,
trust no me. It's visible.
Trust me, it's not going to be a secret. I'll be sitting here with a with a fucking bra strap in my... I'm going to start with a training bra to work my way up.
What if they find Seinfeld the Kramer invented the man's ear?
The bro.
The man's ear.
Long they were marketing towards men. So it does seem like the obvious and right move for a lingerie company to make.
And you were talking...
Let me come in peace. Show me hot pieces of ass. Not girls I have to confuse into fucking me with magic tricks and dangling keys. There's this corner behind your ear. Now take your top off. Because she's retarded. Get it?
About earlier.
Magic tricks and dangling keys.
You know what you could do with this one? You could take one of those fucking refrigerator letter magnets off, the Y one, and just pull it out of your way. Look what I found.
We're chit-chatting. You said the death of malls, and there's also the angels are no longer existing, so it's changed.
Yeah, I know.
The angels?
Yeah, the girls that they have, the chicks that do the runaway stuff and show the lingerie off.
No. Oh.
They used to have that special. My father was hardest hit by that loss. Oh, he used to love that Victoria's.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, yes. Oh, my father hardest hit. He loved that Victoria's Secret special. Yeah.
Huh.
He did.
Did you tell him that porn is free on the internet?
Are you out of your fucking mind? Ugh.
The company a lot.
And I think for so many people, that's what they thought of when they thought of Victoria's Secret.
No.
And they
are
exactly.
You're not listening to our show, sweetheart. You're not listening.
Make me come. Quit fucking trying to.
That's been the big debate now for 20, 25 years on when are we going to see a Down syndrome female model. They've been really trying to do that for a long time at Victoria's Secret.
Give me models where I can stain the pages of your catalog and throw it away in disgust with myself. That's what I want.
Throw it away is just one big glued together mess.
Trying to make a social statement. Just let me come. Let me fiddle my mule and, you know.
So much to change their image.
All right, Sloan, thank you. And congratulations to her. She is beautiful.
Pull up some Victoria's Secret.
Hang on, I got to see. This TMZ video, so maybe she's talking the King's English. Butchering the King's English.
She's not speaking English. I can fucking guarantee you that. Okay,
please be good. Please.
Yo sentí alegre, contenta, y mega feliz.
She feels really happy and content, and it's.
You can't tell the fucking difference.
You can't tell.
You
no.
can't tell the difference between that from a Downs and from a regular girl.
No.
It all sounds the fucking same in that fucking, you know, 5th century toilet language they speak. It all sounds the fucking same to me.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's been an amazing experience.
La primera modelo síndrome Down de Victoria's Secret.
Stop.
All right.
Why can't you fucking go work somewhere and just give everybody hugs when they come in like all the rest of them do?
Remember we had that story a few years ago.
Yes.
He owned a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
He owned a... And I think this kid was conventionally retarded. I don't know what his deal was. But anyway, he owned... Are you going to pull this up?
I'm going to try.
He owned a restaurant. And when people came in, he would fucking thrust himself... I don't know. Quit telling me he owns a restaurant. He doesn't, first of all. But then he would hug people as they... I'm like, fucking leave me alone and let me get my large fries, you monster.
There he is, right there.
That is fucking him. That's too. Him.
I am Tim Harris. I am a Westra owner in Aberdeen.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry, you're a what, Tim? Hang on. What is it?
A Westra owner.
Quit telling me you don't
in
own
Aberdeen.
It.
He's got a fucking megaphone.
Now,
oh my God. Nothing like
sure
a fucking magnified tart.
This is from 8 years ago already, Jeff. This
is
story.
It really?
Yes,
oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sure they told him he owned a restaurant.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure they did the right thing and
I'm
told
sure
him.
He's back there with a computer and an Excel spreadsheet going over the books every fucking night, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The only book he's going over is Goodnight Moon.
It's like his comic books.
Goodnight Moon. Cow jumping over the moon.
Got it.
Oh, it's a restaurant called Tim's Place.
Tim's Place, that's 100% it. That's the one. It's the same story. Boy, we fucking...
Time and Down Syndrome is the best
thing
ever. Have we are a gift to the...
Okay, that's a hotel.
...world. We are more like than different. Tim's Place is so special.
We're hugging people!
You have those awesome free hugs. They are the best.
Growing up with Tim, I didn't really notice a difference until I was...
You didn't notice a difference?
Really?
You didn't have any non-retard friends?
He's older. Tim was just a normal...
Smile TV.
All right, that's enough of this.
That's, yeah.
Find me some Victoria's Secret Runaway stuff so I can fiddle my bag like a grown man. Jesus Christ. The fuck is Doug even doing? Why is it Doug in here doing this?
Fashion show?
Sure.
All right. Easy. Jesus.
What is Doug doing? I don't need 40 minutes. How about that 7? Oh, best 10 best walks at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Oh my God, that's fucking very loud. Get to the fucking tits. Oh, it's the Black Eyed Peas.
Yay.
Oh, they're...
Wow.
Holy fucking Roni. Holy shit. Wow. Holy shit. Okay, all right. Now let's watch you. Oh, man. Yeah. Five more of these, I might get some blood flowing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, she is fucking 100 feet tall. God damn it.
Those legs never quit.
No, they don't. I can wrap around my head twice. I'd fucking eat her pussy like a buffet. Oh my God.
Like a buffet.
Oh, don't ruin this for me. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I so suddenly get to see actual fucking, fuckable girls. Carmen Cass, 1999. I should have been naming them the whole time. Holy fuck. She's got a European face, and that does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not too bad, though. I like him skinny, though. That's a little bit too skinny, actually.
She's got very, cut facial features.
It's a little bit too sharp.
Yeah, it's very sharp. Thank you. That's what I meant to say.
Sharp. Inbred. Look at that dumper. My fucking stars.
Oh, my stars.
Oh, my stars. Oh. Wow. Oh,
shit.
That dumper was a Hall of Famer. Wow. Oh, shut the fuck up. Just show me the ass. Oh, they're backstage showing. Giselle. Oh. Giselle Bundchen, 2002.
Isn't that Brady's wife?
I'm sure. I don't fucking know.
She to call her Jizz for short.
Not for long. Very tall. They're all very tall.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, she doesn't do a lot for me, actually. Again, they all got nice little fucking shitters on them, though. Those turd cutters are real nice. Oh, they went so far out of their way to have a huge thing every year. It was just for nothing. It was just for guys to watch and be like, how come you can't look like that, you pig? Meanwhile, they're fucking 325 pounds. They've all got neck beards and fucking... taking a long time to develop. Adriana Lima, 2010. Oh, now we're getting to some a little more exotic girls. This is... Now you go... Oh, yeah. God damn it. I'd fucking...
She's gift-wrapped.
Yeah, she is. I would fucking exhaust myself coming inside this girl. It shouldn't be...
Really? Two seconds?
Dude, it wouldn't be possible the amount of fluid I would endeavor to shoot in her. Oh my god, is she fucking gorgeous. Wow. And now we're to number five.
Same
girl.
One.
Same girl now, 2012. Oh.
Wow.
I like a brunette, man.
Wow.
Oh.
What year is this?
That was 2012, and I would suck on those nipples until I took one home with me.
Jesus Christ.
There's fucking Timberlake singing at one. And Giselle again. Yeah, she does nothing for me. She does nothing.
I think
for
she's
me.
Gonna give old Timber like the brush. She get the fuck out of my
get
way.
Get away from me, you
stupid
fucking half a man.
Wow, wait.
All right, Timberlake, get out of there. Jesus. Number three. This is
Ooh,
so
this
old.
Is
it's in standard definition.
Going
We were savages then.
And it's on network television.
Carolina Kurkova, Russian sow. I don't know what distinguishes one runway entrance from another.
I don't know.
Are you gay enough to be able to tell me that?
No.
No? Number two? I don't know who these people are. Who are these people?
Who is this?
Candace Swanepoel. Okay, so Candace Swanepoel is a girl that... Wow. And I obsessed over her years back.
Yeah.
We loved her in the early days of her career. Yeah. Wow. Holy smokes. She still tastes like fruit at that age, I bet.
Speaking of fruits.
Wow. Fuck you. Those are the nicest teeth I ever came across.
And number one.
Number one, all right. Let's see. It's a Christmas theme, so I already hate it, but... I need a nice, hot black girl right here would make my fucking day, man.
Girls, let's go. Carolina, let's go. Go, go, go. Gonna start the show or what? Giselle, I'm here now.
Oh, there's several of them. Jesus Christ. Not one black girl in this, by the way.
Nope.
It's so racist.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.